The Huns.
Yeah. Defeat yeah.
The Huns. And what up, cabrona?
What up, chingona? What's poppin'?
We just had to do that twice because we talked over each other.
Because alcohol. And I think I just pressed the mute
because
button.
Because alcohol.
Because alcohol.
No, it's recording your voice. I can see it from here.
Okay. No, I totally accidentally pressed mute and then pressed unmute like real quick. Anyways, I'm laying on this couch, just like lounging.
Oh my god, I got it. I'm gonna take a picture of it real quick so that you guys that are listening can go on Instagram and see this picture of her chilling hard as fuck. How are you? Oh, she's readjusting. Oh, okay, so you guys are gonna see a picture of her laying on the couch, but she posed for it.
I have to put on my Versace frames because
she posed for it, so it doesn't count.
I'm bougie.
I'm gonna take a picture of Joe taking a picture of her.
Meta. But, we were just talking about how Maitha has been wanting to watch anime for the longest.
All weekend long, I've been craving anime. And I did watch, like, a lot of anime yesterday at work.
Shout out to your job for letting you watch anime at work.
Okay, Saturdays are different. Whenever they make me work Saturday, which is just once a month, I do what the fuck I want, dude. Like, I'll do anything that I want. I'll wear graphic t-shirts and I'll wear, like, sweatpants. It's fine. It's Saturday. They can't judge me.
Can you wear sweats to your job? That's so
interesting. Like, I'm telling you this, dude. Like, Saturdays is the only day we can get away with this stuff.
That's so awesome. But yeah, so what anime have you been watching lately? I mean, I watch One Punch Man.
I haven't seen One Punch Man.
Oh my god, it's the best. It's hilarious and so...
What's it about?
It's about a balding superhero who gets no credit for any of his, like, he's having a existential life crisis.
So every single show about a middle-aged white man ever.
No, he's not middle-aged. He looks middle-aged because he's balding, but he balded.
It's about my former roommate.
It's about your roommate in a couple years if he becomes a superhero who's having an existential life crisis.
So that's definitely not gonna happen.
So, like, he's upset with himself because he could defeat a lot of people with one punch. And so he's trying to come up in this superhero.
He can't do a half punch, like a half punch where he only has.
He's way too powerful. There's a whole training montage and everything. So what he's trying to do is like to actually find like an opponent who's actually can fight him and not be defeated with one punch. And on top of that, he wants to be like one of the top tier heroes in this city.
And how many heroes are there?
There's a whole backstory.
Are there any gay people in it?
No. Yes. But are there queer people in the story? There's one really gay guy who dresses up as a clown. Let's not talk about how strange that is. It's anime.
I have to see it now.
It's very campy. No, it's very good though, because the entire time he can't find anyone who's more powerful than him.
Speaking of really campy, that's one of the shows that I want to talk about is pretty campy.
Which show?
It's okay. So what's weird is normally in the past when I have watched animes, I'll like do research, like look at, you know, ratings and be like, which one is the best one? Which one has the best relationship between two women? Because that's how gay I am. Yeah, like I've done that in the past.
That is super gay.
No, but as you guys know, I write for Pop Nerd TV and I do
shout out Pop Nerd.
Yeah,
read all her articles on Winona Earp and Orphan Black. Catch it soon.
Yes,
and we'll retweet it on the tweeters.
Yeah, Twitter. But anyways, I also do promotional stuff on Twitter for Pop Nerd TV. So every now and then I have to, or most days I have to read through some of the articles to get the gist about what they're about. And there's a great writer called Imagination Gone on that writes for us. And he mostly covers a lot of like animes. So he wrote about this one anime called Kiss Him, Not Me. And I was just like, oh, this actually looks kind of interesting, right? So I actually read through the entire article. So basically, in fact, let me look up the article right now because it's convenient. But that was the fucking weirdest moment ever that I was reading an article from the website that I write for, and like there was a show that I was like, oh my god, this is great. So I went and like binge watched it over the weekend. Mm. Hold on. Only one season.
Only one season, okay.
And it came out just last year.
Where'd my little notepad go? Is it on the YouTubes?
Just Google it, Loca, because it's that's what I did, and I found it pretty easily.
Shout out Latinos Who Lunch every time, because we love them.
Oh, shout out Babelito. He said that he listened to one of our episodes.
Oh, my God.
I don't know where my notepad went. It was, like, from 2016. I found it. It's over there. It's just too far. But anyways, I'm pretty sure it came out last year, and it was amazing. I guess it was based off of like a dating game. Thank you for handing me the notepad. Basically, okay, welcome, so Chingona. There's a girl who's an otaku. I don't know how to say that.
What's an otaku?
Okay, so otaku is like a super fan girl. Like, she's a super fan girl, or I guess maybe a boy. I don't know. You can be a boy too, but like a fan of like, and this particular otaku girl is like a super hardcore fan of yaoi. Yeah, which is like you know, two dudes in an anime getting together or whatever, and etc. So she's like absolutely obsessed. Basically, what happens to her is what happened to many, many lesbians last year in a little episode where Commander Lexa died in the 100. So she, I'm not completely.
No lesbian in the world is over that.
Yeah, so that happened to her basically. Like, this very popular character who was in a relationship or whatever with another man, he died, and she was heartbroken to 100 bajillion pieces. So she stayed in her room for an entire week and didn't eat and didn't do anything. She was just stuck in her room for that entire time because she was grieving. This, you know, fictional character.
She was grieving Clexa.
She was grieving her version of Clexa. And so she finally, or whatever, her family was just like, this is enough. You've been in your room for an entire week. You haven't eaten. What the fuck? So they get her out of the room. And she's this chunky little otaku, like, girl. She's short and she's, like, super, whatever, nerdy. And she doesn't care. She's super sweet to everybody. And you get to meet, like, some of her friends while she's, like, this chunky little otaku. And then she comes out of her shell, whatever, a week later after grieving. And she's lost a ton of weight. So she's like this beautiful little, like, now thin girl. Okay, so in English it doesn't change, but if you watch it in, you know, Japanese, then yeah, like, her voice is like this when she's fat, and then whenever she's like, you know, she loses weight, she talks like this.
That's some crap.
I know, I fucking hated that too. And Brandon tried to make the argument that that actually happens with fat people that get skinny, and I told him to go fuck himself. But anyways, yeah, she like loses.
I like my somewhat deep voice.
I'm pretty sure it won't change.
My husky voice and my husky body. We love each other, okay?
This is completely fine. Yeah, we're okay. I'm not gonna feel insecure about myself. Anyways, but yeah, it's she comes out of her shell and she's skinny, and everybody, all of a sudden, all these dudes who like were kind of mean to her, and a couple of dudes who weren't mean to her, they're all into her. They all ask her out. So she's like, all of a sudden she's getting all this attention from all these guys, and the whole time that she goes on this date, like, she agrees to go on a date with all of them at the same time because she's just like, you know, I can't make time for four people. So they all go on a date. They all go on a date together. And she, of course, can't, because she's an otaku, she, like, the whole time she's seeing these four guys, because she's on dates with four guys, she wants them to be together, not with her. So she's, that's why the show's called Kiss Him, Not Me. It's like, she like, she's ships just, them, like,
shipping other people.
Yeah, she's shipping the other,
so that's
two
what
dudes.
We do with TV movies,
basically. But she's doing it with, like, her real life guy friends, and they're all like, you know, like, oh, she's interesting, and she's like, you know, we like her now that she's skinny and all that bullshit. But she, and the whole time she's just like super sweet, and she's just like, oh my god, he handed him like some popcorn, and like, she would get really excited about all these little things, and it was adorable. But the reason that I was convinced to watching it when I was reading the article that all these people were trying to go after her was that later on, I think in the maybe like two or three or maybe four episodes in, there's another girl who's also an otaku, who's an artist and does her own manga.
Yeah.
She like is interested in her. Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm down. What is this going on? Kiss Him, Not Me?
Yeah, so then she meets this girl, and she's really into her, too. So that she has five suitors now, and it's four guys, and then the one chick, and then, I don't know, it gets kind of romantic, and it's really sweet. I loved it so much.
Adorable little anime.
It's so fucking adorable, and so that was the first time that I'd watched the show, because I like the concept, not just because there's a lesbian. So that was weird. That was kind of weird. Thank you. That was also the weird thing, is that, like, the lesbian chick who is introduced is also an otaku and also wants these guys to hook up with each other. Why do I keep hitting the damn thing? She also wants these guys to hook up with each other, but she's like, it's not interested in any of them. And she's and she's really androgynous. Now, this is the last episode we talked about, you know, butch representation. She's like this super, not butch, but she dresses really nicely in suits and stuff like that. But she's pretty fantastic, and I loved that anime.
Aw, that's really sweet. I can't think of, like, another... There's a lot of good Yuri, but
there's really good Yuri out there. The other one is Strawberry Panic.
I think that's the one I don't know. It was, like, super poppin'. What's our audio engineer showing us?
Oh my god, Joe just showed me like a picture of Lisa on her bed, and then paralleling, like Lord on her new the cover of her new album Melodrama that I can't stop listening to, and I know you don't like it, but I love it.
It's Lord is fine, okay, all right.
I love that entire album, like Homemade Dynamite. I could listen to for the rest of my life.
I can listen to SZA on a loop. I haven't stopped talking about SZA, have I?
You haven't, nope. It's been a month since we've recorded together.
And I still haven't stopped talking about SZA. She's like... Okay, we're not going to talk about SZA, but just, you know, just a little thing here. she, for me, like, you like Lord. I don't know why you count her as a queer god, but SZA, on the other hand...
It's literally just her name, because she's Our Lord.
Oh, yeah. With an E.
And I love her, and I'm queer.
I finally understand what you meant now. That took a whole episode and some liquor, but now I understand you. See, don't tell me a joke, because 20 seconds later, I'll get it. I'm not going to understand it. You're going to have to, like, wait 20 seconds, and then maybe I'll
be
like...
She is my Lord.
She's your Lord.
I think I literally said, like... I tweeted, and Joe's very happy that I've been tweeting lately. I'm excited about that, but I tweeted, like, thank you, Lord.
Oh, that was fire.
Thank you, Lord, for providing me this music.
That was fire, though.
A plus tweet.
I got a couple likes. It's all good.
Yeah, we pop in on the tweeters.
from you guys? Like, always?
For me and Joe, like, always. Just we always hype you.
There's a couple of other people that have hyped me lately. I was just like, oh, okay, I love it when you guys do it, but I want to see somebody else do it.
We're number ones, okay?
Yeah, we're number one fans. It's number one and number two right here. Okay, so.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Just give props to where props are due.
They are given. The Lord giveth.
Oh, God. And Selena taketh, okay? Selena taketh.
She taketh.
Oh, dude, did I talk
Beyonce.
About this?
Beyonce. No, we haven't. GC, dude, okay. You little shit.
No. F that. I went to go see the Cumbia Kings.
Oh, my God.
I saw your tweets about that. Quintanilla on Friday, and it was like, yo, if I was 14, this would be... And then the bird thing. Yeah, dude. Okay, so these kids were not the original Cumbia Kings, right? But they were singing, like, you know, the Cumbia Kings songs. Like, what's that one?
That's nostalgia, like... Hardcore. I didn't even know they were
Nostalgia
in town.
Ultra. I didn't know either. The girlfriend knew somebody who DJ'd and opened for them.
Nice.
I thought that was super important that we go support another queer woman DJ in Dallas and support her in her space.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Always.
But anyways, I went to go see them, dude, and it was like... I was standing in the lesbian section of the fucking, like,
there was
concert.
A lesbian section?
There was a lesbian section, and I was standing in,
like,
it, okay?
Low-key?
Yes. All
a little
the studs,
upset?
All the studs were right next to me, and I was like, wait a minute.
Were they all taller than you?
They were taller than me. The studs find each other.
Self-segregation. We do it, like, now because, you know, we like safety. Each other better.
For safety reasons.
Because we like each other better.
But, no, seriously, I found the lesbian section of the concert. There was, like, 1, 2, 3, 4, maybe, like, 5 studs around us. And we're queer, too. So it was just kind of, like, it was cool, like, to be at an A.B. Quintanilla concert. At 26, living out my 14-year-old, like, dreams, lit, and with all my queer people. It was a very nice feeling. Dude, they're playing, like, I can't even, I don't even remember the songs, dude.
They
was
they
on,
play
like,
Selena?
Me, dulce niña.
Oh, my God. How can they do that without that little boy that they used to sing with?
What is his name? Petey?
Pee-wee.
Pee-wee. Dude, Pee-wee was not there because he, I don't know. Didn't he get a little bit popping after that?
He did something on his own, yeah.
Yeah, they had a bunch of other dudes that looked totally queer as well. Like, they all dressed like lesbians. There was a guy,
Tommy could show me some pictures.
I don't think I took pictures. God, they all looked like lesbians, though. There was this guy with, a Beyonce hat. I don't know how else to describe it. One of those wide rim, big old hats. He's wearing a blazer, super lesbian, and a tank top.
We've taken over. Lesbian.
Like his whole style, it's like a lesbian dressed all three of
these.
He
wore
dudes.
Pants, lesbian.
Lesbian. How dare he? Socks, lesbian. No, but I don't know. It was a very cool thing. Like there was a lot of people wearing Selena shirts and. A bunch of
Rasa. That would have been me fucking standing
guy,
hard.
Some guy played Tragos Amargos?
No.
Oh my god, it
would,
was 10-10 so amazing.
Would have taken a tequila shot.
You would have taken a tequila
Absolutely.
Shot?
Absolutely.
There was a lot of gritos and a lot of people. You know, at first I was like, who's this guy? And then he started singing Tragos and I was like, bro.
Yeah, right, you're that guy.
You won this entire crowd over.
You're that guy.
He won the entire crowd over. Their entire crowd was basically like, puro Rasa. And it was really cool because the only other time I've been to a concert. I've been to two Mexican artists, Natalia Lafourcade.
Yeah.
I think that's how you say her name. And Zoe. And oh my god, Mexican crowds are lit.
Oh my god, dude. On New Year's, we went to Deep Ellum.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a friend whose girlfriend works at the bomb factory down there.
Mm-hmm.
So at midnight hit, we did our thing, and then we were texting with that guy. And he went to go see his girl at midnight or whatever at the bomb factory.
Mm-hmm.
And that night, fucking, this band was playing, this fucking Mexican band, and I don't know why the name is fucking slipping in my head right now. Hold on, let me look it up real quick.
Look it up. Mi dulce niña, na na na, something, na na. And every quintanilla, I don't know, it was just really cool. I was like, yo, someone do a Selena cover. Maybe they did, but we left kind of early because we're old. Because tacos. Because we had to go get tacos and we're starving.
Okay, okay, yeah.
Okay, so, what was it? What were they called?
So, Molotov. So, Molotov.
You saw Molotov? Yeah. Girl,
no,
New
Year's,
out of here.
New Year's fucking midnight. We're at Deep Ellum. We've taken our shots for midnight. And then he's like, yeah, I can get her to get you. And so we walk, two blocks down from where we were. We go to Bomb Factory. We're at the entrance. We text him. We're like, okay, we're here. And then his girl walks up to the door. And he's like, oh, she's with us. So we walk in and this fucking Molotov is playing and they're going hard and they're like, and we're just like, yeah, fucking get our drinks and just go ham and then jump in the mosh pit and shit. It was the most random fucking should have been on television scene in the entire world. But we went and watched Molotov and we got in for free last minute on New Year's night. So that was the weirdest, greatest way to start this year.
That's amazing, dude. That's amazing. A sign for the rest of the year that your life is going to be.
That it should have been way better than it has been.
What? Whatever.
I'm just kidding. It's been great. Yeah, starting this podcast and doing all this shit has been great.
So, but I'm so jealous. That's so rad.
It was so random and so fucking awesome.
So cool. Okay, what were you talking
about? fuck. Oh, Kumya Kings. We're going to be so
honest. Oh, I clapped!
we're going to be honest, all right? We took a break.
Yeah, we're back now.
We're back, and we were just talking about fucking Fred Papita's horrid fiberglass cigarette cigars things.
Okay, come on, they're terrible for you, but I look like someone's auntie.
I smoked them, I think, a little bit, a couple of them when I was 16 or 17.
I don't know why I prefer them to cigarettes, just because
they're sweet. That's probably why.
Don't taste as good. And cigarettes are just as bad for you. You're gonna die anyways.
Yeah.
By all means, I don't promote
smoking is so bad for you.
I don't promote anyone's habits, and I don't really do it unless I'm drinking. To be honest, that's the only time I do when I'm drinking.
We're drinking right now.
We're drinking right now, and that's why I'm like, let's go across the street and get some.
No.
Why? You guys aren't down? Come on.
I smoked a cigarette last night, and I feel really bad about it.
Oh, okay. Well, that's you.
But if anybody has a menthol.
But, if you're out there and you're struggling, you can do it. You can quit smoking. I'm not addicted. I barely smoke, actually. But.
Oh, my God. What is that song? How does that song, one song go? I'm not an addict.
What?
That's a lie.
What? Who are you singing? Is that like
it's
Pink?
A, it's
like that?
A really old song. I don't know.
From 1994.
Oh no!
It's apparently from 1994.
No, no, no! I'm thinking of this. I'm a lover. I'm a fighter.
Oh, I'm a bitch. I'm a...
And realize he knows that song or what? We're like,
I watched it because it was on Orphan Black, and Allison sang it in her car.
Really?
Yeah, she's like, I'm a bitch, I'm a lover,
I'm a mother, I'm a hunter, I'm a sinner, I'm a saint. Yes.
I don't know how it goes,
dude.
But yeah, that yeah. Oh, we just ruined.
We ruined Brandon's childhood. Okay,
we were 2 years old when that song came out, so calm down.
Whatever, that song played all the time on the radio when I was like six, and I love that song.
Maybe I literally heard it 2 years ago.
What?
Yeah, on Orphan Black.
They played it on like one of the main. They on like 106.1 when I was like five. Okay. I remember.
I didn't listen to that. I listened to like nothing but Mexican music until Ranchettos I was 10. Ranchettos and shit. Until I was 10, because I had no choice.
That's okay. It happens.
It happens like that.
It'd
yeah.
be like that. Oh, well, this is part of it. Anyways, so we're going to talk about our super campy
movie. Oh, God. We mentioned it a little bit last week, but or 2 weeks ago, but all cheerleaders die.
They do.
Or at least all cheerleaders die.
All cheerleaders die.
That's so what the movie's called.
Yeah. What I really liked about it and what I find interesting, even though it's like terrible.
It's horrible. It's campy. It's... low budget. I love it. I love budget. It so much.
But the best part of it is that it's super feminist.
It's feminist and it's pretty queer.
It's very queer. It's super feminist. All the male characters are kind of like overdone.
Weak and douchebags.
They're douchebags, but that's reality sometimes.
Sometimes.
That's not like aww. Pushing it. That's not that odd of characters.
Well, I mean, it's a little like, bit odd because they let a bunch of women die.
And then they came back to life.
And then they came back, so it's not
like they purposely killed them. But that happens in real life too.
Yeah, yeah.
Like dudes are
every
that
now and again
evil.
According to all the like weird Yahoo news stories that my Republican neighbor shows me, yeah, it happens a lot.
What dudes?
Every single day, yeah, some guy killed some chick for some stupid reason. Yeah.
I mean,
and he's still like, hey, not all men. I'm like, you're telling me these stories. What are you complaining about?
You're like,
about?
I don't look for these stories. You tell me these stories.
Every now and then, like, I'm literally telling him, like, if you don't stop reading these fucking Yahoo news stories, I swear to God.
Fake ass news. Wait, what's his name?
I'm going to have to bleep that out, yeah.
Okay. I repeated it, so it's two bleeps.
I'll bleep
there.
It out twice.
All right. Shout out to that. We're just kidding. Every time we want to cuss, we just say damn you.
Oh my God, Joe's gonna have to teach me how to bleep out somebody's name on the fucking...
Shout out to our audio engineer. Let's see how this turns out.
It's gonna be like, fucking bleep, bleep, bleep. I'll bleep it out. I just need to know how to do it. All right, anyways.
But anyways, I really liked that the characters were... That it was a very extremely... It was an extremely feminist movie. The acting was terrible, but I do give props to the two queer characters who get their happy endings.
Two and a half.
Huh?
Two and a half.
Oh, yes. Let's not forget the cheerleader. Okay, so...
There's probably... Okay, this is probably going to be... Okay, this movie's on Netflix.
It's
and
on Netflix.
It's not like it's a big
not
deal.
New.
So
not
the
new.
Fact that we have a very spoilery review, you're going to have to get over it and go watch it anyways.
Go watch it.
It's not like something that you could go and watch and you're like, oh, this is a cinematic masterpiece. It's not. You're going to fucking...
Oh, my God. I almost spit out my drink.
It's not. It's if you're a queer woman, like you're gonna be like
art.
This is really good for kicks. Like,
this is terrible, but I'm gonna keep
it's
watching.
It's very
it.
Netflix and chill material.
I've literally watched everything in the gay women's section of Netflix and Amazon Prime, and this is the only one left.
We were looking for horror movies, and we came across it. Like,
oh,
what was crazy?
I watched all the gay movies.
What was crazy is that me and my old roommate watched it when we were drunk, and I don't remember it at all. And then last night, him and my gay best friend, who's a guy, they were like, okay, yeah, let's watch it. Like, they wanted to watch it, not me, not my gay ass. And then we watched it, and they complained, and I was just like, love it.
You loved it the second time around?
I loved it the second time, and the first time, I was just like, the whole time I was worried, I was like, damn, Brandon's gonna fucking hate this. And I was just like, why am I worrying about this asshole? I'm gonna enjoy it.
No lie, I've seen it four times without being forced, so
my
I
God.
Can't.
I probably would only watch it one more time.
Yeah, I watched it four times the whole way through, beginning to end. Because I like queer movies. It's, you know.
It was, I don't know, it was like it was so easy to watch it with the mentality of like, this is just a random Netflix movie.
Yeah,
it was easier. It's yeah, like, it's not The Revenant. Like,
you're not watching Milk, you know. You're not watching Milk. Like, this isn't.
It's nothing impressive. This isn't. It's good times. This isn't
Blue is the Warmest Color, which we're gonna have to do an episode on, yeah. Like an entire episode, because it's.
I have to rewatch it, and it's gonna be hard to find the time. I don't know where I'm gonna watch it, because I live like with my family now.
Let's watch it together, dude.
That's weird.
With other people, dude. Okay. Not just me and you. Oh, okay. Fuck no, dude. Right. Like, we're not gonna watch those butt scenes together. I'm just saying. Alone. That's weird.
That's how you made it seem.
I'm like, dude, I'm just gonna. I gotta walk away now.
You can't. We're making a podcast. Anyways.
Yeah.
Back to
We'll have a party.
Where we watch just two chicks just go at it for 20 minutes.
They didn't go at it for 20 minutes. They went out for like 5, okay? Maybe 10.
It feels like 20 minutes.
It felt like 20 minutes because those scenes were not well done. I mean, they're realistic in the fact
that... They weren't bad.
Yes, it looks that weird. Like, sex... Okay, let's not... Sex looks weird.
Yeah.
Okay? Sex is funny looking. And then when you are made to endure someone else's, like, awkward angle of a sex scene, you're just like, yep, that's how it looks, though. Like, I'm not even gonna... That's like really just taking the romantic, sensual lens from sex, because the way it feels and the way it looks is very different. So
this is not a sex ed class. I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry, guys.
This is not a sex ed
class. We're still talking about how cheerleaders die.
Well, there is like a really interesting... Okay, so I don't know how to feel about it sometimes. I loved watching it in general.
There was a lot of consent happening, though. I appreciate that. Yeah,
it was
that.
Just like, is this okay? You know, that kind of... Is that kind of shit?
No, but that's super important. And no, it's great. Is realistic, because in real life you do have that, like, is this cool? No,
episode 2, Winona Earp, consent was given. It was beautiful.
Wow, really?
Of season 2.
Season 2, consent was given.
It was great.
That's lit. Because that's real life. You always kind of, like, you pause. Is this cool? They say yes, and then you're good. You go ham. Like, but you, like, that's realistic, because I don't know about, you know, other people's experiences, but you always kind of pause right when you're, like, getting close. You pause and you're like, wait a minute.
We're not getting close, but never mind. Okay, so
I'll cheerleaders die. Are you blushing?
No, I'm just drunk.
No, I know you're not blushing. I'm just saying that because you're giggling.
I'm blushing a little bit.
I have my sunglasses on inside like a douchebag, so I can't tell.
Oh, okay.
Ardo engineers can put them on too, but no, anyways, but yes,
so there's the main character who has her own agenda like going on, but she just so happens to be queer, and I don't know, because the one thing that bothered me is how she treated the girl that was in love with her.
That was trash.
Like, she saw her looking at her from afar, and she's just like, let me fuck this cheerleader in front of her. I don't know.
That was super trash. Like, she knew that she was watching her.
Well, then again, okay, she did, like, leave, and she went off with her. Like, she didn't say, hey, follow me, right? But nevertheless, like, she knew what she was doing in a way.
She knew she was being watched.
Right.
And that's kind of weird, too. I don't know. Some people weren't, like,
Well, like I said, like, she saw, like, oh, she's looking at us, like, flirting, and then, like, they went off deeper into the woods away from her sight. But still, it was, like... You know what I mean? Like, she did it on purpose. I felt like she did it on purpose.
She was kind of trash to her girlfriend. A little bit. She did that.
And then, like, her girlfriend saved her twice.
Yeah, like, she was such a good girlfriend. Eyeliner was whacking.
She was a good kind of girlfriend.
Yo, can we talk about that girl's makeup, though? Like, I know nothing about makeup. It's not supposed to be like that. It's not supposed to look like that.
She was, like, super, like, okay, so she was supposed to be a witch type of Wiccan. She was supposed to be a Wiccan, so, I mean, in that way,
you know what? It was appropriate. She was a poppin' Wiccan, then.
She did that shit. She brought, like, bunch of cheerleaders to life.
I like it. You know, I like her functionality, but I just, you know, I was like, yo, you're in the crystals and your eyeliner smeared. Like, couldn't you be a little less... I, like, her character was kind of creepy. Like, I didn't like the characterization of her. Had she just been a little bit less creepy, I wouldn't have cared about her eyeliner.
Oh, no, but she was... Okay, but I think it was appropriate. I think it was appropriate, and especially because... During, like, one of the first scenes, she tells the girl, she's just like, I know you've been kind of distant, like, I've been trying to give you your space, like, I don't know what's going on with you, but I'm trying to give you your space.
She's a very cool understanding
girlfriend. Like, she was being super cool about it, and the other chick's just like, I'm gonna go off with these cheerleaders. I'm like, bitch,
yeah, what the fuck? She was actually, okay, let me put it this way. The other girl was trash, and the weird Wiccan girl was actually super cool.
She was trash, but you still rooted, I still rooted for her a little bit.
I mean, everyone still rooted for her because of what was done to her, because it was dealing with a lot. Yeah,
like, she had a lot going on.
Some heavy stuff.
Plus, when you're a teenager, you know what I mean? Like, you're not gonna 100% commit to anything.
Very true. You're just a little
douchebag. I mean, they all look like what they are, which is like mid 25 year olds. Yeah,
playing teenagers. But
they're playing teenagers.
I like how they lured these men into these like they just took the souls away from every dude that ever tried to kill them or use them.
Yeah, it was so weirdly metaphorical.
I told you it was super feminist. Like, these women were taking back the power after Hella these vibes. Guys got together and killed them.
It may have sacrificed a little bit in like the plot making sense part, but it was still really fun to me. Yeah. I thought it was really, like I said, it's not for the Oscars. It's for the Netflix and chills, and it's fine.
Yeah, I give it like 2 pan dulces.
I give it 1 cafecito.
Okay, that's not bad.
It's just 1 cafecito.
It's fun to watch.
It's so much fun, and you just gotta sit through it.
You gotta watch it, and it's like. Okay.
But it's really like, if you don't take it seriously, or if you do take it seriously, even like, and you're a woman who like is super gay, then that's fine. But if you're not a woman who's gay, then don't take it seriously, and that's it.
It has some heavy important stuff in it, but. Yeah, they sacrificed it for like weird plot holes and points and characters.
Like, why were they shining? I don't know.
Yeah, why is everyone kind
of
naked?
Why did one of them switch bodies and the other one didn't? It went a little Freaky Friday there.
Yeah, Freaky Friday / soul sucking / cold vajage. Cold cookies. Let's just call it cold cookies.
Oh dear.
They had cold cookies, and that was an odd scene as well. It was strange. But yeah, watch it. Improve your life. It's
good. I mean, if you have nothing else to do, like me last night, watch it.
Watch.
I loved it. I've kind of forgot that I loved it.
I love that movie. I've seen it at least 4 times, so I will watch it again. I'll watch the whole thing front end.
A gay man behind me. It sounds terrible. Women and gay women.
We love it. See, the gay women are like, fuck yeah, I'm going to watch it the 8th time today.
I'll probably watch it again for funsies tomorrow.
Yeah, it's awesome. I might watch a different gay movie just because, of course, right?
But I'm going to watch some gay anime probably. It's been a while. I haven't been able to watch anything. Strawberry Panic is what I want to kind of binge watch. Send some stuff
to me. I'll watch it.
Well, those 2, Kiss Him, Not Me. That one's only 1 season. It's super easy and fast to watch. And then Strawberry Panic takes up a lot more of your time, but it's interesting. Slow burn. Slow burn love.
But yeah, so we love y'all. Go find us, rate us, love us on iTunes.
Oh my god, if any of you have like an anime or you know, obviously a show or a TV show, but an anime specifically for me, like a Yuri anime,
find an anime for Maitha.
Like, link me, like send it to me in, you know, either Maitha Panda or CYC Podcast on Twitter, Instagram. CYCpodcastmail@gmail.com. That's a mouthful. There, whatever. Just send me recommendations because I really need some good ones to watch. I never know what to watch.
And just send me if you have any gay movies that you recommend that you want to try to see if I haven't seen.
Ooh, somebody wants us to like review books. But I'm just like, I love reading and I love reading books and I love talking about books, but. I mean, that would be hard to talk about.
I don't really read, like, queer books.
Really?
I'm slacking.
I've read so fucking many. I've read a lot of them. You know what? There's 1 book that I could talk about for days, but I'll do it on another day. Yeah. But I don't know. Fat Angie. How did you know? Oh, yeah. That's my favorite book of all time.
That's interesting.
It's my absolute favorite
book. See, I just read a lot of depressing Murakami books that have... Actually, you know what? There is 1 book that he has a lesbian in. And he has trans people in one of his, like, in one of his books.
So we should do...
So I can do that.
We could do a book episode, maybe.
We could do a book episode. There's 2 of his books. One has a trans character, female to male, and then there's another...
Shout out to trans cable characters coming on up. There's this one guy that the Fosters has used, that Shameless has used, and that there's another show. Wait, and that faking an actual trans man. And every single fucking network and show apparently is using just him. There's other trans men out there who act, by the way, all these networks.
Yes. But
they've all used him, and I have the biggest crush on him, and I'm a lesbian, I'm sorry.
Please hire all of them.
But yeah, like, there's other ones out there. Like, even though I want to keep seeing him, Laverne Cox is a trans woman, she's amazing. But same thing with her. Like, they want to stick her in everything. Like, she's not the only trans woman actress.
You know what you just reminded me of that we haven't talked about? Carmella.
Carmella. It's over.
Didn't I get you into that, dude?
Did you?
Or did we, like, both get into it?
I
think
we talked about it, and then we were just both, I don't know. I can't remember, but Carmella was great. When I went to Klexicon, those two actresses passed by me, and I died. Yeah.
Elise
Spahman and Natasha.
Natasha. God, I love them.
They passed by me, like, at the very end. Like, there was a very last event of the entire thing. And, like, I walked out of, like, this little costume contest or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then they passed by, and I was just, like, you know, I fell on the ground dramatically.
Died. You just died when they walked by. I did. Oh, my God.
And then Elise Spahman came out at Klexicon, which is really cool.
She's beautiful and she's perfect. Cute. And yeah. She's, like, the Leslie Knope. For like young queers, she is.
She's so positive and all that stuff. Well, her character is, yeah.
Her character, I don't know. At least personally, you know.
I could have had I had the balls, but
you should have had. I did not. But you're a girl and you don't have balls, so it gets complicated.
I'm pretty grateful for that.
We'll talk about that too.
About not having balls?
No, we talk about that every day. We're women.
Anyways, yeah. There's some great web series out there. Like, do your research, and of course, we'll keep talking about them. Any recommendations you can throw our way, we are grateful for.
We shall catch. We love y'all.
All right. Well, we'll see you later.
Eat more pan dulce.
Subscribe, rate us 5 stars. Five stars only.
Oh, my God. We love you guys.
Bye.
Bye.